The truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
And clearly we have to also, on this very special day, say...
Katie Grimason, Birmingham's gift to the galaxy on the Midweek Drive for Siren FM and more.
Happy birthday, Katie Grimason. Yes, the day when Sharon obviously gave birth to your good self, assuming she still actually recognises you as her daughter, was obviously a very proud and august day, wasn't it, Cameron Tilbury?
It was. Anybody born in August, really, or in October, really, has a good...
Oh, really? That's so. When was your birthday, Chloe? Or when is your birthday?
It was...
In front of the microphone, girl, otherwise nobody can actually hear a damn thing that you actually say. Yes.
It was a couple of weeks ago, 21st of September.
Oh. There we are, yeah. Marvellous. In fact, you can have your own microphone, though. You see, it's all there, all alone. You can actually step over and work through that whole setup, etc. Cameron, it's unbelievable the treats we've actually got in store today. Kenny Halliday, Jessica Ridley, and something which confused me in every sense of the word when I was loading it up this morning, because it's not Friday today, so why have we actually gone for, you know, thank God it's Friday? You know, are we going all, wonderful hyper-religious again? Have we time-travelled? You know, what is the meaning of this way of actually starting off a show? You know, there was Ed in a seminar earlier this afternoon saying, it's nice, straight in there. So, and then you say, thank God it's Friday. It's going to confuse people, Cameron, I can tell you.
Well, we just started working with this guy this week, Gord Bamford. He's a big star in Canada, and this is his...
And it's not thank God it's Friday, is it? Let's be honest.
No.
It's
important. It's not thank God it's Friday either. It's is it Friday yet? That's the title.
Oh, is it Friday? Well, it's not, okay? Katie sort of says, is it Friday? No, it's Wednesday, hence the midweek drive.
Yeah, but this is radio, so for us, every day really is Friday.
How true that is. I mean, it's just one long party, isn't it? Come in here and it's just celebrate good times. We might even dig out some Oasis later on for Katie. She said, can I have a little birthday? I said, I don't know. We'll see. I've been asked to play an advertisement as well. Actually, it's more a public service announcement about gas. Very important. Anyway, it's over to you, Cameron. Do your magic.
All right. Gord Bamford was born in Australia. He moved to Canada when he was 5. His mom encouraged him to... get into the music business, and he has done it. He was just down here in Nashville last week doing some writing with a bunch of people. We hooked up, and we decided this would be a good time to break him internationally. So this is his first single to be released internationally. It's already done really well in Canada. This is Gord Bamford, and is it Friday yet?
Lord, did I forget? Is it Friday yet? Been working so dang hard that I forget, is it Friday yet?
You should stay here, Katie. It's always important. We need you on the midweek drive. It's important. Oh, they finished. Is it Friday yet? I don't know. Of course, Cameron would know. It's all sorted through there. It's not Friday. It's Wednesday. It's not even... Well, is it Friday in something? Anyway, don't get me started. Cameron, we've got obviously Chloe, Katie and Ed in the studio. In a few moments, I'd like you to actually ask Chloe how excited she is to be conceivably becoming another one of our American correspondents when she goes over to the joyous excitement that is Montana.
Montana. Wow.
Yeah, people say that as a matter of course, really. Montana, wow.
So, it's a beautiful state. It really is beautiful, but if you're going in the winter, you better pack some warm stuff.
I know. I've got 6 months, well, just under six months
supply
over
of underwear.
There, with one suitcase for as many layers as I can possibly take. I'm not really sure how that's going to happen yet.
It'll be fine, but if we hear on a phone like freezing, we'll realise that, you just
didn't
pack
enough.
Exactly, it's true.
You know how in the UK, when it snows, the whole country just shuts down and the trains make up excuses.
Except in Birmingham, of course, Katie. I mean, they always keep going there, don't they?
Yeah, they try to.
Always. Hearty souls. And Ed, of course, you and I obviously say it always happens. The country stops. No, not at all, really. That doesn't happen in Montana.
No, carry on.
No. Yeah. No, they just keep going. You can have 4 or 5 feet of snow. You just put chains on the tires.
That's all you do. Chains on the tires. Okay. Do you drive?
No.
No. Pointless suggestion. Do you cycle? It's chains on the bike tyres.
Hmm. I've never really cycled in 5 foot snow, so...
That's almost as tall as you are yourself.
I know.
I probably is. Oh, right. So I thought, Katie, you're best staying at home. We'll get you off to Los Angeles for the other thing. Don't worry, I'll be sorted out. Cameron, you are a music persona who sorts out all sorts of things now on a show we did on another station on Saturday with, indeed, Natalie Tuck, who said she sometimes listens to the Midweek Drive, but then at the time she misses not actually being in the studio. So she's still part of it. She'll still be part of the whole thing. Astonishingly, when I started actually regaling her of Cheese and Onions, my own personal favourite, she was lost. Now, do you know of what I recall? You know, if, I know Katie's asked for some Oasis, or indeed you've asked for something else for your birthday song. What was the other treat that you were looking for?
Black Keys.
Black Keys, yeah. You haven't lived until you've actually encountered Cheese and Onions, okay? Cameron, I mean, you know, I've avoided Cameron because I thought, no, yeah. I won't do that. But I have always thought in the back of my mind, Cheese and Onions. You know of which I speak, right. Don't you? I have always thought that the world was unkind, Cheese and Onions. Yes? Do I have to spell it out? Cheeseandonions. Oh, no. Has been like the dinosaur, man and device for everything nice, everything nice. I can see you sensing it. You're feeling the joy, aren't you, Cameron? You're feeling the joy.
I just got last week's earworm out of my head. For some reason, there's a guy who works down the chip shop, thinks he's Elvis. Stuck in my head all week. And now you've planted that.
It's a true gem. Neil Innes, of course, and the Ruttles, well-known band, presumably played regularly when you were around in the 70s, Cameron.
Yes,
as I say, Tragical History Tour, Let It Rut, a whole heap of other goodies, and many people are actually forgetting in these celebrations of 50 years since the Beatles that such classics as Ouch, You're Breaking My Heart, Ouch, Don't Tear It Apart, sort of lost into all sorts of other areas. So there we are. And Hannah O'Brien's just come into the studio to actually see the person who actually used to have the flat above her in their first year scenarios. Wonderful stuff. Yeah. Was it Ed Wellman who used to live above Hannah O'Brien? Was it Chloe Baker or was it Katie Grimerson? Whom do you think, Cameron? Who used to live above Hannah O'Brien and have to put up with, you know, regularly sort of hammerings on the ceiling with lots of broomsticks and things saying, keep the noise down! So on.
Okay, was the broomstick for pounding on the ceiling or for riding?
Yeah. That's the reason sometimes, as we were at a lecture this afternoon with a Canadian, sometimes it's a different language. We might ostensibly speak English, but it could be from a whole different world. Cameron, share with us what magical things we can expect from Kenny Holiday and Jessica Ridley. What should the team be asking them?
Well, Jess has got a few things going on that she can talk about. Kenny just got back from Canada. He was playing some dates up there, and he lives in Florida, so he's got just nice weather all year round. So you can ask him about what's like in Florida, and he's got a brand new car he can talk about, too.
So. Oh, that's always nice. I was thinking it's useful to have a brand new car, a brand new pair of roller skates as well. Or perhaps a different key.
Yeah, but he didn't get the key.
No, I know. Katie, anything you'd like to put to Cameron about life, the universe, how to celebrate your birthday, even though you might not go for Cheese and Onions?
I don't think so.
No? Right. No. Chloe.
Hello.
Anything you'd like to ask Cameron? Because obviously, you know, I think you spoke to Cameron before. You left us for the American Dream Team.
Yeah, I think I have spoken to you before.
She didn't like Cheese and Onions. It was quite
I'm not a fan of that.
Don't like it. No, go on, take it away. Don't like Cheese and Onions
taste.
At all. Perhaps salt and vinegar.
Maybe it's just your singing, Alex, that I didn't like.
Do you think so? Well, you know, it's acquired taste. That's the important thing. Yeah, it's a different line for that. Good afternoon, Hannah O'Brien. How are you?
Good afternoon. Good. I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent.
How are you, Alex?
Very good indeed.
And Cameron, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
You're listening to the polite greeting hour here on the Midweek Drive for Wednesday, the 10th of October.
Well, I haven't spoken to Cameron for ages, have I? So,
whose fault is that,
Hannah? Tell me more about what's going on in your life, Cameron.
Oh, well, let's see. Oh, now, see, this is just going to make me sound really boring. Yeah. There's really nothing new. It's just, you know, just, yeah.
But it was a nice try, Anna. Well done.
You're good for it.
There was a time when I thought, you know, because obviously another part of the team, Tiffany Freeman, said, yes, I've got that library book. I'm going to return it on the show. I still have high hopes that... good heavens, she's entrusted Hannah with it, and she's returned wedlock. Now, does Hannah have the Land of the Giants DVD to actually hand as well?
Not on me, but I do still have it.
Yeah, you are, you see. Happy trails. Ed, would you like to throw those last two questions at Cameron Tilbury before we go flying over to Florida to speak to Kenny Holiday and his brand new car?
Yes, thank you, Cameron, for your song choice today. Can I ask you, have you had a reasonably enjoyable telephonic link with us today?
I certainly have.
And thank you for that. And can we look forward to chatting with you again soon?
Excellent. I will. I'll be back.
Is it Friday yet, Cameron? Is it Friday in Nashville? Is it Friday?
It is if you play the song. Is it so? If you're not playing the song, it's just, you know.
It's just Van Morrison. That's a challenge, Dan, that anybody doesn't have a smile on their face when they hear Van Morrison. And Bright Side on the Road probably is not connected to the planet. Maybe not. Anyway, it's Siren, 107.3 FM, the Midweek Drive here with a quartet of quality in the studio. We have Katie Grimerson, we have Ed Wellman, we have Chloe Baker, we have Hannah O'Brien. And online now, a gentleman who was basically so wonderfully received when we actually featured H. Coronas a wee while ago, one of Cameron Tilbury's musical choices. We demanded, the listener demanded, said it's high time this man was actually brought into a live feature because it's just a fabulous scenario and it also deals with drinking as well. What's not to love? Kenny Holiday in Florida. Are you there?
I am in sunny Florida today. How are you doing?
Excellent. We're great. I think we're on speakerphone, etc. Had a slight little hiccup because, you know, obviously not being really equipped to actually deal with switchborny type stuff, I hadn't realised that Cameron was still on the line. So when we tried to feed you through to the studio, obviously it was engaged. Most peculiar. Never mind. Hop, skip and a jump and all's life. Kenny, Eight Coronas is a fantastic song, but we gather you've even got a new car now.
Oh, wow, you heard about my BMW.
Always nice. if you're going to go for one, go for the Beamer. Is it a red BMW?
Beamer, yeah, I love it. I'm having a great time with it.
Good. That's important. And you see, being in Florida as opposed to Montana, you know, where we talked about, he's not going to have to worry about, presumably in Florida, putting chains on the cars and all the rest of the bits and pieces.
Had a conversation with my neighbor about that. That's great.
Well, we like to feel, Kenny, that when you're connected together with the Midweek Drive, it doesn't matter where in the world or the globe you happen to be, we keep an eye out for you. You know, we like to find out what you're talking about with your neighbours. You know, it keeps it real, keeps it community. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, my neighbour, when I moved in here, I was playing Lynyrd Skynyrd, which came on the radio, Freebird. I remember it very well, because they're all from this area, those guys, 38 special bands like that, even back to Allman Brothers from this kind of area, Jacksonville, Florida, if you check the history. I was driving, I put the roof down, as I do every morning, rain or shine, because after living in Canada where it snows and rains a lot of the time in Vancouver, I just said, when I get to Florida, the roof comes down every morning. I'll decide if I'm soaking wet, I'll put it up or not. I'm driving through the neighborhood, the old guy, he looks over, turn that crap down, right? That was the winner.
The same thing was said when I started singing Cheese and Onions earlier in the show. It's unbelievable. Never mind.
So I say, okay, next day I had my CD. I had just spoke with Cameron in Nashville. He said, check out what you think about doing an acoustic version live sometimes and all that during the show and this kind of thing. I was listening to that. He says the same thing the next day. I go, good, I'm in good company. Lynyrd Skynyrd and Eight Coronas. Turn that crap down.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's a way of actually appreciating that. Why I just stepped into the reception area, and Anthony Kafferke said, I really liked your singing version of Cheese and Onions there in the studio. It was humiliation. Never mind. Let's great art. You know, you just have to move on. Listen, let's move to what is genuinely great art. It's your good self singing Eight Coronas. Would you like to introduce it? Because it is an absolutely sensational song, including the little glass clinking at the start.
Oh, you like that? That was done in Vancouver, Canada. That was done in a hallway where Aerosmith had recorded a song called Ragdoll, and Dude Looks Like a Lady. I was down there, and a guy had that left over, so we put it in there, and it worked out great.
So you see, it's wonderful that you... Dude Looks Like a Lady. I don't know what we're going to go into as far as that's concerned. Sorry, what, is that your favourite Aerosmith song?
Ragdoll is, yeah.
Oh, Ragdoll, right. There we are, you see. So it gets better, doesn't it? You know, it gets better all the time. Let's hear it. Kenny Halliday, Eight Coronas, with glasses from the corridor in Vancouver.
Eight Coronas and a shiny dance floor.
Dance like the devil's never danced before.
Wonderful. What a way to actually really launch. Let's look. Katie, what did you make of Kenny Halliday and Eight Coronas?
I really want a Corona now.
Yeah. Product placement, you see. Bless her heart. Chloe.
I like it.
Yeah, good. Hannah.
Yeah, I like it as well, actually.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And Ed.
Yeah, I'm very fond of those Eight Coronas. And one of my bits of paper, I'm sure it says 80 Coronas. I mean, you know, 8 or 80 is good for me.
Thinking.
Yeah, that's one heck of a session.
That's
that would be
good, isn't it?
Heck of a session. You know, the whole band in there. Yeah. Any particular inspiration that came to you when you were actually coming up with that tune, Kenny? Was it a case of, yeah, I need another drinking song, let's go with it?
You know, I'll be quite honest with you. I was really in the mood for a drinking song. I had just come off of a very serious song about the Warrior, which I think Cameron had mentioned you had played over there.
Yeah,
and that was a serious topic, and it's all about the Wounded Warrior Project and the canines for warriors and all that. It's I'm getting off track a little bit, but I just wanted to mention it because last week I did a show in Edmonton, Canada for the military, and we all decided we were going to do Britain, Scotland, Ireland, a whole Allied Forces version of that Warrior song, and that will be coming in January.
This is good stuff.
I think it's going to be brilliant. So when I was done with that, it really was time to have some fun. And this weekend when I got back to Florida, played an outdoor show, that was the song that was requested the most, was the fun song, the Eight Coronas, you know. And when you shed up to the crowd, that's what they call for. So.
Yeah, exactly. And if you don't play it, it becomes a situation of you know, they say, but we came here for Eight Coronas. We paid our money for Eight Coronas, and you're giving us art. You know, please, we want quality. It's all good stuff there.
Well, yeah, it's time to rock and roll.
Now, Ed has been doing, as ever, his research. And I have a feeling he might be off base with this one, but it may well have been confusion in terms of, is it Kenny Halliday? Is it Kenny Halliday? We don't know. Anyway, what is your question, Ed?
I'd like to ask you if you've ever done any tribute acts, Kenny.
Oh, yeah. That's ongoing in my life. I had traveled, and I actually played over in Manchester, Warrington, the Liverpool, that whole area, when I was originally living up in Vancouver, Canada. That's where I started. You know, I'm a working man like everybody. I just chose to really define it as Rod Stewart, Bon Jovi. Mm-hmm. We do a bit of Stones during my show. But I've been doing that. That's been ongoing. That's been my day job, as I call it, for about 8 or 9 years now.
I think I found 764 Rod Stewart songs today. I didn't listen to them all, but what's your favorite one?
That's hilarious. My favorite song to sing... I really enjoy the old stuff, like Gasoline Alley and that era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's the typical that everybody wants to hear when they come to my show. You know what I mean? That's the thing, is it Rod, I mean, come on. What a great time.
Let's just test that here with some of the younglings that we actually have. In fact, Nicola Clancy's arrived. Yay, go, Nicola. Nicola also appreciates Cheese and Onions. In fact, I've sung Cheese and Onions with Nicola whilst actually sort of travelling back in betwixt Daydream Believer from a whole range of our bits and pieces. So great stuff there. But in terms of Rod Stewart, Hannah, Rod Stewart, any Rod Stewart hits, names you'd like to sort of come up with?
I know that I must know some, but I'm going to be really embarrassed right now and say that I can't actually name any off the top of my head.
That's quite all right, Chloe.
Handbags and Glad Rags.
Handbags and Glad Rags, good choice. Yeah, very good. You know, I always like Killing of Georgie, parts 1 and 2, which was quite nice in that place.
The only reason I know that is because Stereophonics did it.
Well, there we go. Yes, exactly. Katie, Rod Stewart?
I do, but I don't know the names.
Your mother will be most disappointed.
Yeah, really, oh,
Nicola, Rod Stewart. You know, any sort of particular names that spring to mind from your own perspective? You know,
No, I can't think of any, but I remember on the Breaking Waves film.
Yes,
they've got kind of like a Rod Stewart soundtrack. Yeah. It's really good.
Nobody obviously went for "Do You Think I'm Sexy?" Yeah, the old cliche. The sort of other classic lines that have been sort of. And in terms of that, obviously Rod was very much a performer of his whole scenario. Still is, of course, and a Scottish football supporter. So you know what's not to love. He was with the Faces as well. So Rod Stewart in routine, and clearly Kenny has taken over the mantle of the Rod Stewart tributes that sort of surround the world. Any questions that people would any questions for Kenny? Katie, have you got any questions you want to throw in here?
Not really.
Katie's not very well today, Kenny, I have to say, even though she shares the first initial, Katie, Kenny.
Actually, what's your favourite drink, as you made a song about drinking?
Good.
Oh, my favourite drink. Well, my roommate, who just got back from Spain, he's a world traveler. He works with United Airlines. He's always gone. He always brings back crazy, fancy bottles of red wine from all over the world. I'm really a red wine connoisseur. I love Coronas, too, and tequila. Those are my drinks.
Magic just works through that. Needless to say, we have to put out a little public warning here. We're not advocating on the midweek drive. You should have actually drink and drive. If you're listening to this in a car, do not stop off and actually take any sort of beverage that's alcoholic.
No.
Please don't. It's not sensible. Corona's not on the agenda. Inevitably, health and safety line, it's the British Isles. You know the situation in Warrington. It's just as bad as Lincoln at times. So we just have to get these things addressed. Right. Kenny, do you have a website? Is there a way in which we can kind of keep up to date with you and like you on Facebook and all of those wonderful ways and things?
Yes, just remember it's Kenny Holiday with two L's.
Yes, not Halliday, as in Michael Halliday's Story of My Life. Easily confused, but you've never done any Michael Holiday tribute bands. Or Halliday tribute bands. Kenny Holiday, Holliday. Sort it out. He's from
Canada.
Can
I just ask, how warm is it in Florida at the moment?
Mark, what do you think, 80, 88? Right. Yeah, I'd say pretty close. My roommate says somewhere close to 90.
So quite chilly, really, in many ways. In comparison to Lincoln. Really? Yeah, exactly. In comparison to Lincoln, it's all sorts through there. Isn't it always, Hannah? Another classic sort of trip from the whole thing, basically. Katie. No, Nicola, would you like to throw those last two questions to Kenny Halliday, please, as you just joined the show and we'll have to fight for a set of headphones and all the rest of the bits and pieces. Go on, off you go. What are those two questions? Katie's going to share her headphones with you. So.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Sorry, say that again, please. The phone was breaking up.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Interesting. I love your accents, you guys.
It's just you see, exactly.
Thank you.
I can't wait to get there.
Exactly. You're going to Montana, not Florida. But we might stop off in Florida en route, really. That's the important thing. And can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future, Kenny?
Yeah, you bet. I would love to have a conversation with you as things go on. And we know when the 8 Coronas becomes a massive worldwide hit, we'll be speaking again.
And you're absolutely right. It was simply a case of pointing out a typo. I had actually put in the running order 80 Coronas. So, perfectly understandable. It's 8, it's not 80, 8,000 next.
Right.
Jessica Riddler's coming soon. Here's Flaming Red.
All right.
I enjoyed that when we first played it. Still enjoy it now. A classic in every sense of the word. Flaming Red, of course, by whom, Katie?
Jessica Ridley.
The one and only Jessica Ridley, who has now actually gone blonde. Very confusing. But anyway, Jessica, welcome back to the Midweek Drive. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Well, we're all good. And I noticed on your website, you can actually click on Jess's Junkies logo below to get 7 free songs and 7 video diaries. I mean, you're just too good to the fans, basically, Jessica. Honestly, free. It's amazing. It's astounding.
Well, that's what it's all about, right?
Exactly. In the studio, we have 5 fine souls. We have, from left to right, Nicola Clancy, Katie Grimerson, Chloe Baker, Hannah O'Brien, and Ed Wellman, all sort of general. I mean, Ed, what did you make of Flaming Red?
Jessica, I just want to say, I thought that was amazing.
Amazing.
First time I've ever heard it. It normally takes me 2 or 3 goes to get into a song. I love it. I'm going to be listening to that. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's
we haven't even played her latest as yet. Hannah, Flaming Red?
Yeah, I really liked it. I'm just trying to
like work out who you remind me of, Jessica?
Kelly Clarkson.
I'm not sure.
Kelly Clarkson learnt all she knows from Jessica Ridley. Good sakes.
You definitely, like, you have a lovely voice.
Oh, thank you.
Hannah O'Brien, and she comes from Gloucestershire. They don't give praise easily over there. Meanwhile, from that part of England, which is referred to as Norfolk, specifically not Norwich, but...
Great Yarmouth.
Marvellous. I don't know if that's a faraway place and a very exotic-sounding place to your good self, Jessica. Great Yarmouth. I mean, it might be, but, you know, maybe you perform there one day. Chloe, what...
I hope so.
Yeah, exactly. Chloe, what did you make of Flaming Red?
I like it. I think it's very good.
Oh, good. And Katie, our Birmingham musical expert?
Yeah, it was really good. I liked it.
Which leaves, of course, Nicola Clancy. Mm-hmm. Nicola?
I'm with Hannah. It reminds me of something else. I'm not quite sure. I can't pinpoint it.
Well, there we are. Good. So, splendid stuff. And, of course, you've gone from there to actually produce the ultimate road song. You know, earlier in the show, we were featuring Kenny Halliday, who's just got a BMW. He's based in Florida, doing his stuff for that sort of point of view. And here you are, as if by magic, you've put together Highway. Not to be confused with the British series called Highway, which was a religious-based programme based every Sunday night, which usually features a lot of, you know, choral singers and things, or Highway. Harry Secombe used to do it. Or, indeed, Highway to Heaven, the old American TV series which featured Michael Landon as an angel.
I remember that.
You're too young, Jessica. You've obviously just caught the reruns in some way.
Must
clearly have been. So what is the inspiration behind this latest little classic called Highway?
Well, it's kind of a double inspiration for me. We wrote it specifically because there's a satellite radio station over here in the States called The Highway, and their slogan is actually, "My Way is the Highway." And so my goal is definitely to get them to play it and then hopefully spiral things out from there. But it's also kind of about a true story about some friends of mine back in Canada and just kind of a tribute to them and all the fun times we used to have getting together on Friday nights and playing poker together and just what a inspiration my friends are to me.
I think that's a perfect introduction. So without any further ado, Ed, would you like to introduce Jessica Ridley and Highway?
On Siren FM, you're going to hear Jessica Ridley and Highway. Jessica, superlative. I thought it was that. And in fact, so wonderful. You are the solo artist today who's actually not been played once, but twice. You know, Kenny, he just got the one tune. Cameron's recommendation this week, just the one tune. Yourself, double Jessica Ridley. Jessica squared. What's not to love? Nicola, what did you make of Highway? I mean, for a moment, I thought you were going to step into the sheer joy of Coyote Ugly 2 or 3 or 4, whatever.
It's definitely a song that you just want to kind of jump around at. You don't want to be sitting down.
In fact,
Nicola
was quite literally jumping around in the studio. And we haven't even revealed a special bonus thing as yet for Nicola and Katie. Katie, what did you make of the whole thing?
I liked it. It was quite catchy.
Good. Katie celebrated her 21st birthday a matter of 48 hours ago, Jessica. I think that deserves...
Happy birthday!
Very true. It's not a birthday show, obviously. Appreciate that. But it's a kind of belated sort of setup from that. Yeah. Chloe.
I liked it. Very catchy.
And that's what she said during the tune as well. Because sometimes you find that the conversation which is happening in the studio, you don't want to repeat on air because it would embarrass the guests, really, you know, in all sorts of ways. Or might frustrate. But yeah, it's very catchy. Hannah.
I really like you. Deep thought. Do you have a Twitter account, Jessica?
Steady, you know. She's been known for her cyber stalking ways, but carry on.
Do you have a Twitter account?
I do so, yes.
It's all right. Hannah isn't really a cyber stalker. I'll retract that statement forthwith, you know. So the,
I can tell the defamation, Alex.
Exactly.
No worries. I want everyone to know about that. It's just at Jessica Ridley.
There you go, at Jessica Ridley. I'm sure that at least two of the five folk in the studio will be following you before the show is out. In fact, probably before the end of this interview. You know, they're just so good at their tweets and various other bits and pieces. Ed.
Can I ask Jessica if you've got any plans to come and tour over here? Because we'd love
Great
that.
Great Yarmouth.
Actually, wouldn't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lincoln, Great Yarmouth. We want Jessica Ridley in the UK.
Lots of pleases.
Yeah.
I would love to get over there. I'm actually doing a Stage It show for anybody that would like to attend on the 24th of November. And you can look for details about that on my website really soon. So you'll be able to buy tickets, and it'll be a way for you to kind of see me without actually seeing me. But I do want to get over there so badly.
And how wonderfully technological is that? You'll be able to see her without actually seeing her. Amazing! Genius! Like that. Very important time now, Jessica. I'm going to actually put you in trust of actually announcing this scenario, because last week we ran a competition for tickets for the fabulous event that is taking place at the Newark Showground in Newark, Nottinghamshire, for the Robin Hood Country Show. Newark Showground, Newark, Nottinghamshire, etc. This Saturday, 30th, 40th of October. Astoundingly, nobody actually sent in the right answer. What is the name of Robin Hood's girlfriend? It was, of course, Ed.
I can't remember.
Oh, it wasn't Ed at all.
Maid Marian.
Exactly.
Maid Marian.
Yeah, precisely.
So I have the ticket.
Well, actually, strange as it may seem, you know, the official line was I will be passing this over together with a ticket for the Countryside Live thing to she who has a car. That would be Nicola Clancy, of course, basically, because Julian trusted to possibly maybe give Katie a birthday treat with respect to either this weekend, next weekend, or your first look at Chloe might come along. It's so wonderful. You can sort it out amongst yourselves. But isn't that a case of caring for the co-presenter, Jessica? Do you feel we're going that extra distance? You know, I've handed that over to them.
Yeah, definitely.
There we are, you see. So great news. So, yes, Chloe, as you sort of said the right answers, Katie, I'm sure work your way through that. You know, Hannah will tell you all about the fun that location reports can be and how an umbrella is vital. And also,
and weddies.
And Wellington
weddies
boots.
Weddies are very important.
Always crucial. Ed gets his report shortly. He's going over to LPAC with us. What excitement is that? It's genius. That's the
Lincoln. Bring your wellies, Ed. You never know what might happen.
The Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. Jessica, it's been fabulous touching base with your good self. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the show today?
Say that one more time, and it kind of broke up there.
Do you know, it's happening twice now. You know, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here on Siren 107.3 FM for the Midweek Drive today?
Oh, gosh, yes.
This is good. So can we look forward to featuring you again in the very near future?
I sure hope so.
Excellent, Jessica Ridley. Sheila, return.
Everywhere we feel like we're strangers.
So, looking at the production schedule, we have to fit in the second hour of the programme. Rebecca Poole, Phil Leonis, Nick Hancock and Rob Dean over in California. And, of course, there's a young lady who's waiting for us now back live. Who might that be, Katie Grimerson?
Michelle Monroe.
Yay! Go, Michelle! Go!
I'm live!
I know! The last couple
amazing,
of weeks. But,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite astounding, really. But here you are, live and back in good old Blighty, to use that pet phrase. How was the Mediterranean?
It was fantastic.
Very good.
I was on this Independence of the Sea, that's the Royal Caribbean. What a ship!
Oh, very good.
Absolutely fantastic. And so were the people on it.
It's tough when you have
some
to...
Some very good Matt Monroe fans on there.
Always good, you see. Always good taste, etc. And I say it's always tough when you have to sort of just go on a cruise to sort of celebrate the joy of all sorts of things. We've got five folk for you in the studio. It's a positive quintet of quality.
Oh, see, well, exactly. And I hear there's a birthday girl.
Yeah. And who might that be? Is it Hannah? Is it Chloe? Is it Ed? Well, not unless he's changed his gender. Edwina or Ed? No, don't go there. And Nicola. But it is, of course, Katie G.
Of course. Happy birthday, Katie.
Thank you, Michelle.
Many more.
I'm sure that Hannah's boyfriend would also wish you happy birthday from France if he's listening, as opposed to lying last week when he claimed to be listening, but not. Isn't that right, Hannah?
Yeah. Hi, Chris, and bonjour.
Yeah, and that's why we have the Entente Cordiale, and it's just as well we weren't talking about the French Revolution. Vive la différence! Anyway, over to your good self, because we're on to another classic Matt Monro piece. Over to you, Michelle.
Thank you. Well, this week I'm going to talk about a track in early 71, my dad left Capitol Records, which was after 5 years, to join or rejoin EMI, and was reunited once again with George Martin. Now, the first session that took place was at George's New Air Studios in Oxford Street on the 5th of April. The session produced 7 songs in 3 hours, which was fast work even for my dad. Of these songs, 4 became A and B sides of singles. A 5th would remain unfinished until it received a Spanish language vocal. And the 2 remaining recordings, although complete, were left forgotten and not even mixed for 36 years until 2007, when Richard and I were researching Dad's recording sessions and discovered the multi-track tapes listed in the archives. They were dusted down and Richard mixed the recordings for the first time ever. The performances were certainly worthy of release, but it still took 5 more years for us to find the perfect project for the tracks. However, they've now found a home on the new CD set, Matt Uncovered, The Rara Monroe, which came out 2 weeks ago. The tracks are Time to Go and this week's choice, Oh My Child.
Interesting.
That's first radio play for Siren 107.3. Well, what is it? 107.3.
That's 107 3/10 to your good self. Yes.
Yes, it's first airplay.
My Child, Matt Monro. Great stuff. I think it'll grow on us. It's just you. I don't know. Ed?
Yeah. Hi, Michelle. I think it's the first time we've spoken, isn't it?
It is, because normally
I'm the new boy.
Press the Michelle Monro button. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I like that a lot.
Did you play much Matt Monro on Phoenix when you were in charge of
it? Do you know, I think it did pop up on the playlist.
I should hope so, too.
I think it was there, yeah.
Very good. It's nice to see. Nice to know. Hannah?
Hello, Michelle.
Hello,
I haven't spoken to you for a while either.
Yes, I know, and I've been away. I've been darting back and forth, promoting Daddy, as usual.
You just live a jet-set lifestyle, really, don't you?
I do my best.
It's very important.
Very jealous that you've just been to the Mediterranean. So is Chloe, I can tell.
Well, I won't tell you about the one for the Caribbean then next month.
It's all right. It's a way forward. You know, as long as things are sorted through, we feel as though we can connect together. It's always important. Katie, what did you make of Matt Monro's My Child?
Yeah, it was good.
I wasn't referring to Katie there as my child, because I don't think there's any connection as far as I'm aware. You know, technically, yes, I could be a father, but no, it's a different line entirely. It's 21. Nicola?
Yeah, it was lovely, Michelle.
What did you think, Alex?
As I said, if you're honest, I'd have to listen. It's not one that...
It's a grower, isn't it?
Well, I'd hope so, yes. As, you know, I always like to sort of say that. It sort of didn't quite grab me in the way that some of the other classics have, really. But, you know, that's the joy of all sorts of technology and so on and so forth. And it simply means that I can now ask Chloe to throw those last two questions at you. Over to you, Chloe.
Last two questions.
Yeah, the last two questions for Michelle. You may have caught up on them. We've mentioned them several times on the show already. Has the caller actually had a reasonably interesting time, and are they coming back again?
Well, I have, and I am.
It's well done. You see, Chloe did that without even breaking sweat.
I didn't even have to speak.
We can't wait. Alex is on a schedule.
Well, yes.
Alex, I'll see you next Wednesday on 107.3 FM on the Midweek Drive.
This is Phil Lairness, Chilpack Hollywood Hour co-host, filmmaker, and Los Angeles correspondent, congratulating you for tuning into the Midweek Drive on Siren 107.3 FM and sirenonline.co.uk.